Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. A Call Your Shot Friday right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty. Ford had a chance to sit down, the two of us did, with the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner. Let's give that a listen. Pleased to be joined right now by Browns president, Alex Shiner. Alex, such an exciting day Wednesday with the announcement of the renovation plan at First Energy Stadium, and so ambitious. I mean, so much stuff and a lot of layers. We want to cover it, but just the sheer excitement of it all, I'm sure you're still resonating from that.
We really are. It's fun because so many people reach out to you after you announce something like this, and it's a huge endeavor. We've been planning this for a long time. When you think about the things that will go on, replacing the video boards with video boards that are three times the size, removing seats so we can move the video boards closer to the fans. This isn't easy architecturally. There's a lot to it, and it's just been a very exciting week. Also, I failed to mention, happy to be on with the notorious VIC.
It's good to have you recognize him, my nickname for my partner here.
That's right.
And the other thing is, I see this as a fulfillment of a promise, because we've heard this from Jimmy Haslam, we heard this from Joe Banner, we've heard this from you. World-class organization, striving for excellence, best in the league. And that's just talk until stuff happens. But this is now happening, and it seems to be happening pretty quickly.
Vic, you're so right. When we came here, I think the major hurdle we had to overcome was, how are you guys different? You know, we've heard about change for the last 10, 15 years, and we decided we would walk the walk. And so I've sat in this room before, and we've talked about how we upgraded training camp. I've sat in here. We've talked about how do we upgrade this facility. This is just the next logical step. And if you think of all the hard work we do on our facilities, think about what we're doing with our football team as well.
And you talk about that this is something that's moving quickly, but at the same time, you know, you did the facility here on Berea, now the stadium. How was this kind of conceived? Is this something when you came in, this was immediately at the top of the list? Listen, we got to take care of the facility. We got to take care of the stadium. How did it go about to get to this point? And people can go to clevelandbrowns.com to see the renderings and see the impressive website about the First Energy Stadium renovation project. How did this all come together? Because when you guys launched, you guys don't mess around. It was all ready to go. The website was there. Everything was ready for everybody to digest.
It's a good question. You know, Nathan, my first time that I met with Joe and Jimmy together, we talked about the stadium. And you know, coming from other teams, we knew the stadium was a bit outdated. There hadn't been many changes in 15 years. And so we got to work almost immediately on what would it look like if we were to change it. And people like Kevin Griffin behind the scenes, Brent Stelick, who's our chief revenue officer, they put in a lot of work to get us to the place yesterday where we could roll it out so seamlessly.
And you talked about coming from other teams, certainly your time in Dallas, where you have that very impressive, they had the impressive facility that I know you worked on with the giant video board. How important was it to make sure that you brought Cleveland up and kind of, you know, changing the perception of this Cleveland Browns team on the field is one thing, but when you talk about the world-class organization, some of it has to do with bringing this team to the modern era, these big video boards, the better sound system, all of that enhancing the game day experience.
I think it's really important. I think when you go to other stadiums around the league, you are left with an impression based on the stadium. And I remember the first couple months when we opened Cowboy Stadium, now AT&T Stadium, other teams would come in, other players, and they would just stare. They'd look around that building and say, I can't believe this place. And those are guys who one day might be your free agent, right? They might be so impressed that next time they're going to come. And that's the kind of impression we want to leave on players.
So when you sit down with architects, designers, and the people who I know we've seen on kind of a regular basis filling up the meeting rooms in here, knowing that, hey, stadium stuff's going on in the background, to reach the point where you laid out all these plans, the strategy behind what you do and how much thought is given to it being Cleveland, you know, in being kind of consistent with the city, consistent with the team's history, all of those thoughts. It's a process. It isn't just a cookie cutter type of thing, right? You can't copy somebody else's plan, really. You take ideas, but you're trying to make this unique to the Browns.
Yeah, you've got it exactly right, Vic. I mean, there's really three components. One is we want to link back to our history. And we don't ever want to deny the great history this franchise has had. Two, we can borrow ideas from other stadiums. And really, that's what we did in Arlington. We just borrowed everyone else's great ideas. And three, we listen to our fans. It's probably the most important thing here. If you look at all the changes that will take place in a stadium, they all come from areas of concern from our fans. Video boards, we can't see them. They're too far away. We can't hear the audio. It takes us too long to get upstairs. Those are the new escalators. The club seat areas feel a little bit dated. 2015, we'll revamp them. And so we listen, we look at other teams, and then we just keep in mind the tradition at all times.
I want to tell you one of the things that I was most excited about. Obviously, the video boards jump out at you. But when you have the renderings, again, you can get those at clevelandbrowns.com, of the stadium from the outside. Right now, if you go there, it says Cleveland Browns Stadium. Other than that, you don't know that it's the Cleveland Browns Stadium. To put the images of the past players up and prominently on display, it really gives a bigger sense of what's going on inside that building for the fans as they arrive, even on the outside of it.
Yeah, you're so right. You know, Joe Banner is really good at this, bringing character and light and energy into a building. You guys have been working here, and you know how different it is than it used to be. We're going to bring that same element to the stadium. We walk around stadiums all the time, and some stadiums have blank walls, and others have great pictures of great moments in their history. There's no reason we can't have that, and we will. And we'll have it on the outside of the building. Phase two, we'll have it on the inside of the building. It'll make a big difference, just like it did in our facility here.
Yeah, and it has here. It certainly has made a difference. And you talk about making a difference in facilities, et cetera. And on the field, how gratifying is it to know that a difference is already being made? And you've done some bold things, and Joe Banner was in here yesterday, and he sat down and said to us, you know, we're going to be bold. We trade Trent Richardson, and that one's looking okay right now, but sometimes we'll be wrong, but we're going to be bold. How gratifying is it to see this team already defeat the Baltimore Ravens, something they hadn't done in 11 straight games, and playing a game this Sunday that is the most meaningful game that we did the math in 100 games for this Cleveland Browns football team since 2007?
Well, it was last week's win, or I guess 10 days ago, the win was really gratifying because of our fans. I mean, I think we knew how much it meant to our fans. Of course, we feel like we're on the first step of this journey. What's gratifying to us, I think, is seeing good decision-making end up in good results. I think teams often confuse themselves by thinking good results mean good decisions. We just have to keep making good decisions, be consistent. They won't all work out, but over time, if we do, we'll be a very good NFL franchise.
Alex Shiner, president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. One other question about the stadium renovation and its impact beyond the football team. Will it have a true effect on your ability as an organization to attract other events besides football? Because that's only, we know it's only 10 dates a year, kind of the two preseason games. How does it play into the renovations into your ability to attract concerts and other things you want to bring there?
10 plus with the playoffs, let me point out. Thank you.
Thank you. What, do you have a nickname, Nathan, or we've just got Notorious here and you're Nathan?
I think that's pretty much where we're at
he's
right
just,
now.
He's okay. Just Nathan.
We're going to have to fix that,
yeah.
I think.
But he is Notorious.
I'm sure you'll come up with something. I'm sure it'll be good.
Vic, to answer your question, it's very important. And if you think of the types of stadiums we compete with right now, the types of cities, there's much more competition in our market than, for example, in Dallas. Right? Dallas is a huge city, and there aren't many competitors to that stadium. Well, we've got a lot more, and we think any added advantage like these new video boards or the audio or nicer locker rooms, whatever it is, we can attract professional soccer, attract, you know, cross national games, attract concerts,
yeah.
All of these things.
So I would, because you can't look at an investment here on the basis of just kind of one thing, right? This gets involved with your conversations with the city and everybody else, that you see a bigger picture.
And even beyond that, I think it's just a little bit of it has to do with the pride we have in our city, right? We want a beautiful stadium. It's right on the lake, and you have these big video boards. You move the seats down. It'll look very different. The perception of this franchise will change 1 year from now and then 2 years from now when it's completed.
And I know one of the things in-game you've addressed is improving the cell towers, putting them in the stadium so that people can go to the games and get information. And one of the things I was excited about as a person who had dabbled in fantasy football from time to time is that there's going to be increased information throughout the stadium in terms of these LED ribbon boards with stats on the Browns, stats on other games, etc. Just, again, another thing you're doing to enhance the fan experience who goes down there, pays their hard-earned money to see the Browns live.
Right. I wouldn't call what you do dabbling
exactly.
In fantasy football.
Yeah.
More like addicted.
More like running it. But that's,
running,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we know that's important for our fans. And so we will have 4 dedicated LED boards. We don't have anything like it right now where we can show out-of-town scores, fantasy stats, our stats. We know that's in demand right now, and we'll provide it.
Alec, what does, you know, from the standpoint of your role and obviously overseeing, and Joe Banner obviously very involved in this too, but the business end of this organization, when we get to this time of year and things are going, these are high times, obviously, the team playing well, the feeling, the buzz is out there. How does that have a direct impact on the business that you're doing, A, and B, what kind of business is done now with an eye toward, you know, the rest of these remaining weeks of the season? What are some of the other things beyond this stadium renovation, which is a big deal, but I know you're working on a lot of other stuff.
There's really no downtime anymore in the NFL. And so people kind of think, well, if you're on the business side, it must be nice. You've got the season, you can kind of relax, and then you've got training camp, and it's, you know, 365 days for us right now. So we look at things, we're always after it. How do we improve our content? How do we improve our website? How about the uniform redesign for 2015? You know, when you do a renovation project like this, it's not like it ended yesterday. We still have to do work. We still have to do some plans for phase 2, exactly what phase 2 will look like, 2015. And so there's no real end to this, Vic. And we just, if you're a good franchise, you are always in the middle of things like this. I learned that in Dallas. And I think the more downtime you have, the less you're doing in your community.
And let me ask you this, because people, you know, this an undertaking like this is expensive, okay? We know that how the funding ends up coming about is going to be go through the process, and that'll work itself out. But what kind of an opportunity is this for companies in the community, for sponsorship opportunities? When you see the board and you see the renderings, you see these pretty awesome marketing opportunities that are out there. Is that another one of the key factors in deciding to go ahead with something like this, just in creating, you know, more value in the brand of the Cleveland Browns for those who like to be associated with such a great organization?
Yeah, we think it is. I mean, we think some of the things we're doing have never been done before. So one example is we'll provide dedicated LED boards to our partners. That means that our partner will run their own LED board. If they want fantasy football stats up there, they can. They can run their own advertisements. Most of the time, teams control those LED boards. We'll essentially give those to our corporate partners. And then you brought up another good point, Nathan, which is this is a big investment. We shouldn't lose sight of it. Our owner's amazing. He really is. I mean, we've got an amazing owner. He came in here. We told him this facility was outdated. We needed some work. He invested. We said the same thing about our stadium. He said, let's do it. And so we're lucky in this community to have someone like that. If you look around the NFL, not every owner is willing to step up just because things are outdated.
And you talk about the investment he's willing to make in facilities, et cetera. That resonates with the fans, because fans like an owner who's willing to invest in a winning product. But all these upgrades, and you hinted at it earlier and talked a little bit about it, but pending free agents, people who want to maybe now come be associated with that, say this is a team that is putting their money where their mouth is with regards to facilities and with regard to the product on the field, it's got to make Cleveland all of a sudden a much more attractive destination for proposed, you know, potential free agents.
I think you're right, and I'll go back to what I said early on in this conversation. We had to walk the walk. So when we got Kruger and Desmond Bryant, I thought we were already showing that we were different. We were competing against a total of 14 teams for those two players, and they came here. And over time, if we keep winning those things, we will show this is a preferred destination.
Alec, tremendous. We appreciate all the knowledge and the breakdown of it all, and exciting to see it just kind of take place, to be a part of it and see it take place before our eyes.
Vic, I don't want to come on again unless Nathan has a good nickname.
We'll work on that.
I think you're going to work on that.
Oh, that's my job now?
You gave it to yourself.
Okay, I'm going to do it. But it's not gonna, you're not going to love it, I bet.
I bet it's not. It won't be as cool as like the Fox.
Or Notorious V.I.C.
Well, it can't be as cool as Notorious V.I.C. Yeah. That's as good as it gets.
He's got some different quirks, and I love him for it. I mean, you know, he's
strong endorsement.
He sees the world in a different way. You know, like he can look at a scoreboard and think it looks like the shape of a certain state, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no comment.
That's our guy. We've got much more coming up on CBD, this Football Friday edition. You just heard from Alec Scheiner, the president of the Browns, and we've got much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR. Up under the sea.